1.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Beautiful day out there today. A little bit of a cold front coming tomorrow and Friday, it sounds like. So we'll see what happens. Got a 6:30 game for the Iowa State Cyclones this weekend. Interesting stuff coming up. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter's at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. What do we have going on today in sports? Absolutely nothing. It's talk radio today. Tomorrow night you have Colts Broncos. And I think the NFL thought, man, that's going to be a quality game. Matt Ryan, Colts looking up, Broncos getting Russell Wilson looking up. Ew. No Jonathan Taylor now. Interesting what's going to happen there. At 4:21 and the 4:42 and the 5 o'clock hour for sure, Mr. John Schaefer is going to be in studio. And there is a, what else do we have? We have, Scott might be coming in today because he is gone tomorrow, but I knew that he had to do some stuff, so he wasn't going to be here right when the show opens, so we'll see what happens with that one. So you're going to be here with me. Sponsors of our show, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs. Iowa Cubs doing a little announcement. I say the Savannah Banana. Is that? I got to hold on a second. I had all kinds of folks sending me this today, so I thought it was pretty cool. Maybe I'll wait to make sure that I have that correct amundo. But I think that's going to be exciting. It's baseball done a different way. With I think the fun of the you know, with the fun of the fans in mind. Sometimes you need a little, you know, I think baseball needs a little bit of that. I think they need a little bit of fun sometimes. We'll get into baseball here in just a second. Did I hit them all? I think I did. Also have BetMGM and Come and Go. Going to be doing some more stuff. Had a couple emails today with Palmer Group. Do some more live stuff with Palmer Group here in the next few weeks. That'll be exciting as well. Okay, where to start? Let's start with, because everybody knows I'm kind of a New York Yankee fan. Aaron Judge hit a 62nd home run last night. Second game of a doubleheader. You were hoping that he was going to do that so we didn't have to. I think the Yankees were hoping he was going to do that. He could have a rest day today. They have some games off because of how the Major League Baseball playoffs work. You have baseball starting. So tonight you have the Toronto Blue Jays are at the Baltimore Orioles. Tomorrow you have a Wednesday, October. Boom, boom, boom. So these are games, times, and TVs. So last game. So that one was early. It's Baltimore won 5-4. So they have a day left. So October 7th is when we start Major League Baseball playoffs. Tampa Bay, Cleveland, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Seattle, Toronto, San Diego, and the Mets. Noon, 2, 4, and 8. That's going to be fun. So we have that going on. Aaron Judge hit his 60-second home run last night. And I knew that the sports talk would be, you know, how do you recognize this? And there's so many different ways to go about this. So I'm going to try to kind of weave my way through here. I think with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, I think with all this, let's start there. It's the simple fact that we're having this discussion and having a discussion about Aaron Judge and Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, and having people taking sides, who do you blame? I blame baseball. I believe, and if someone would like to debate on this, I would open up the phone lines and let them do that. I'm going to ask Schaaf when he comes in here later, too. You can call in 564-515-264-1700. Major League Baseball had an inkling, probably more than that, and turned a blind eye with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. If you think back to that time, Major League Baseball was in a rut, and attendance was dropping, TV ratings were dropping, and they needed something to reboot baseball. And it just so happened that Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire gave them that opportunity. Mark McGwire is even, I think he's a little bit different than Sammy Sosa. Now, Mark McGwire, when he first came into the league, and Mark McGwire halfway through his career and then at the latter part of his career, he got much bigger. But Mark McGwire was always a big guy. Sammy Sosa was not. And Sammy Sosa got big as well. I believe in my heart of hearts that hitting a baseball is the absolute hardest thing to do in the world of sports. The simple fact that we reward people millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on both sides of the ball to hit and get a hit 30% of the time and allow less than four runs, say 40% of the time, baseball is very, very difficult. I have a feeling there were plenty more baseball players in Major League Baseball during the steroid time from when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire started to when Barry Bonds kind of ended it. But they weren't good enough to turn that steroid use into incredible numbers. So there's the first part. Even though they were taking performance-enhancing drugs, steroids. And for any number of reasons, how it helps you, makes you stronger, makes it easier to get bigger, makes it easier to train, makes it easier to recover. You're doing something that's not natural by swinging a baseball bat. So I'm incredibly torn on a couple of these in a very big way. The first reason I'm torn is because even without steroids, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa would have, I think they would have had great, I don't know if they wouldn't have been in the 60s, but they would have been in the 40s and the 50s. I mean, Sammy Sosa was becoming a pretty good player, and Mark McGwire was already a good player. Taking steroids put them in the stratosphere, and Major League Baseball took it as an out and said, okay, maybe this is what brings us back to being a player in the sports world. And they let it go. They interrupted. And it wasn't just Major League Baseball. It was everybody. They broke into programming to show Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire at bats when they were hitting home runs. And Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, in those 3 or 4 years, made a lot of money. And it made Barry Bonds angry. Because Barry Bonds wasn't making as much money as they were, and he knew he was more talented than they were. Barry Bonds, as a baseball player, before he started taking steroids, was a better baseball player than Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa put together. When you were looking at the best baseball players in the world, it was Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey Jr. And Barry Bonds said, okay, they want to play this game. I'll show them how to play this game. And the seasons that Barry Bonds had, those 2, 3, 4 seasons, they were incredible. His power was incredible. The way teams tried to pitch around him. I mean, he wasn't a big strikeout guy, and it was just all in all. It was amazing. Seventy-two home runs, and that's with getting walked like 189 times. He was walked with the bases loaded. That doesn't downplay what Aaron Judge has just done, and Aaron Judge. What he's doing right now is he put up or shut up, because he didn't sign a long-term contract before the season started because he didn't like the numbers. It's like, I'm not going to do it. I don't like where the numbers are. He did the same thing Lamar Jackson said. I don't like where your numbers are. There's nobody in football like Lamar Jackson. There's nobody in baseball like Aaron Judge. He's 6'7". He's a right fielder. They had injuries this year. He played center field for the New York Yankees, hit 62 home runs, and almost won the triple crown. And it wasn't close. He won the home run thing by 16. And that only by 16, because Kyle Schwarber had a great last 3-4 weeks, leading with Bryce Harper coming back, leading the Philadelphia Phillies into the playoffs. He bet on himself. Now the Yankees either have to do what the old Yankees did and just I'm paying him anything he wants, or he's going to go somewhere and somebody's going to pay him a lot of money. Now he has ties. And I don't think he's going to leave the Yankees, but somebody could throw a lot of money at him. And Otani's going to be the same way, because right now the Angels don't have enough. They don't have enough to go around him to be a good team. They can't keep Mike Trout happy. That's two of the top six baseball players in the world, and you can't keep one of them healthy so they can play together. You're going to have two people that get paid a lot of money. Shohei Otani, what he did this year is amazing as well. My only caveat to that, I mean, he had 15 wins. His ERA was 2.35. He averaged 11.9 Ks per nine innings. He had 95 RBIs, and he had 34 home runs. Nobody's ever done that. Nobody. So once again, you had a couple of players and some teams, the Houston Astros, the LA Dodgers, the Mets and the Braves doing what they did. You have teams that haven't been in the playoffs for a long time are in the playoffs. That helped baseball. But Aaron Judge carried baseball. And I heard the thing today, who should be the MVP, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani? And what Ohtani did was amazing. Aaron Judge was number one, bet on himself, and it was a contract year, and he played great. He was in a he's in a pennant race, and he's chasing down a home run record. And he succeeded at all of that. And is one of the most likable athletes ever. I think that is a no-brainer. I think that's Aaron Judge. I think Ohtani is next. I get that. And it's 1-2, and then there's others, but they're not even near those two. And I, until something changes, and I've been on both sides of this, I'm throwing Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa out of the equation. There's no asterisk by Barry Bonds' mark anywhere. There's no positive test. There's no asterisk. There's nothing. Just 72 home runs. So he's the home run king. And for the people, I say he's the American League home run champion. Barry Bonds is the National League and overall league. And I'm good with that. Don't tell me that since they do interleague play that you can't have an American League. Stop. That's just stupid. I wanted to give baseball some time. You're getting ready to get in here. You're getting ready to have some big time. And I wanted to give them a little bit of time today. I'm happy for Aaron Judge. I'm happy for the Yankees. I'm happy for Major League Baseball. And I think the amount of games and how they're doing it on TV, I think it's going to be a big deal. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I hope I got Shafe coming in here. I think I got Scotty coming in here later as well. See you then.
Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway through. More than halfway through, because the day is almost over. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700champ.com. Tomorrow night we have Colts Broncos. I'm trying to think of some of the things I have coming up. Shafe's on his way. He's coming in. Hopefully someone will let him in here since I'm in here. I can't be any further away from the front door than where I'm at this point in time. So he's coming in here for a few segments today. Tomorrow we have David Eicholt and Brendan Stiles. And on Friday, Maddie Nelson coming in, talking Iowa State, going to talk Iowa. I want to talk with Shafe a little bit about Iowa too. You can tell when journalists and people think they have the upper hand because they think, okay, man, if I'm ever going to ask this question, I'm going to ask it today because you didn't play well against Michigan. Season's not going how they want it to be. Got a tough game coming up against Illinois. I'm going to ask Kirk, have you ever thought about firing some of your staff during the season? Okay. Kirk gets to do some of that. If you're going to ask somebody that question, or you're going to ask somebody about hiring and firing, that's a Gary Barta question. Come on, guys. You know better than that. You can try to ask it. It's not going to end well. So if you want to go down that route, I guess you can go down that route, but it wouldn't be a route I'd want to go down through. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. They were found in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for their clients. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for their customers. The good cleaning company, good people, it's a family. It's a family atmosphere, and it's the way they do things. So I appreciate everything that they do, and I appreciate them being a part of the program. So just to conclude, I am perfectly fine saying that Aaron Judge is the American League home run champion. He hit 62 home runs. He didn't save baseball this year. Baseball's fine. I think that these playoffs are going to be great, and I think one of the main reasons that they're going to be great is this right here. The Tampa Bay Rays are in the playoffs. The Philadelphia Phillies are in the playoffs. The Seattle Mariners, the Toronto Blue Jays, the San Diego Padres, the Mets, they're in the playoffs. That matters. That means it's working. That's small market teams. It's big market teams. It's people that spent a ton of money. It's people that barely spent any money. Baseball's working. Baseball's coming. You know, no more shifts. No more, adjusting. You go watch a minor league baseball game. It's just a breath of fresh air. And they're going to bring that to Major League Baseball. They're going to make the bases bigger. I mean, I think that's more of a safety concern than it is everything else. I think baseball's at a really good spot. It's really tough for baseball right now because I'm old. Okay, so I'm a few weeks away, 4 weeks. I'm like 4 weeks away from turning 57. So going back to when I was 27, so 30 years ago, baseball ruled the day. I mean, baseball was king, and everybody else was trying to figure out a way how they could cut into what they were doing. I mean, you think about fantasy football, fantasy baseball back in that time. I really got into that mostly to help my father-in-law, Bumpa, John, to help him do rotisserie. I was going to say rotisserie. That's not the right term, but to do baseball with some of his buddies from work. It was kind of the one of the first times that John and I bonded a little bit. And as always, hi Nana, love you Nana. Hi DJ. So long story short, my wife and I have been dating almost the whole entire time from when I was 17, she was 15. I knew I'd made it a couple of times, most notably with the family when I was over and it was a snowstorm and, Susie, who's the second sister, was coming back from the UN trip, and Bumpa was like, okay, you need to go get Susie. I mean, I think I was probably, I don't know, if I was 18, maybe I was 18, 18, 19. I'm like, okay, I'll, you know. So if your future father-in-law sends you to pick up one of his daughters in a snowstorm, and it was a snowstorm, I think you've made it, and a lot of happy memories, and miss Bumpa a ton. And I miss him even more right now, right here, baseball, playoff baseball, big baseball guy, and as well as I am. And my mom and dad were both baseball people too. It's really funny with my mom and dad, they like listening to baseball more than they liked watching baseball. So they'd like have the TV on watching something, but listening to baseball. So it's always kind of been there for me. So it's a special time for me. But nowadays, football is king, and we're going to start talking a little bit about Iowa State, the things they have coming up. There's some bigger stories out here right now, though, and I'm gonna take care of a couple of them before John gets in here, and then we'll turn over and do all the rest of that. Camilo Villegas is a golfer. He's always been one of my favorite golfers to watch. He's very unique in how he golfs, how he looks at putts, how he does things. He's just an interesting dude. Him and his wife, a while back, lost their 22-month-old daughter. Her name was Mia. Mia Villegas. You lose a 22-month-old daughter to cancer. That's debilitating. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking to myself, we've been through all this, right? My wife's been through this. We have friends that have been through it. I've been through it. They have been through way worse than I. But still, you go through this, and you have this doubt, and you have the why, and you have all the different things. And then you fight back, and then you do all this. 22-month-old child. And what do? Do they pack it up and go, man, I'm just, I can't do this. I don't know. They went out, they started Mia's Miracles, and they went out and they tried to start trying to help people deal with it. That mental anguish, that loss. And yet they took that. They spent every waking moment of their lives for those 22 months being with her. And then you have to move on. And it's not easy. I get that. But they got on and they moved on by helping others. And that is a grand thing. Not a lot of people, you know, you hope that you have the strength and the ability to do something like that after something horrific like that happens in your life. But that mental anguish that you had to go through, and maybe it makes them better, brighter, changes their outlook on the world. And that mental anguish, you know, that's something that we have to look at. And it's happening all over. It's happening with athletes, professional, collegiate, high school. The pressure on kids. There's pressure on kids, and parenting is a big part of this. There's pressure on kids when they're 8 and 9 and 10. And I remember coaching, and I coached a lot of baseball, a lot of youth baseball in that range. And it's fascinating because you never know what's going to happen, because especially male or female, softball or baseball. I don't have a lot of softball experience, but I have some. All kids, their growth spurts, their everything is never the same until, I'm even saying until they're 21, 22, 23 years old. That's when everything kind of sinks back in to everybody being even. But up until that point, right, you're all over the place in talent. Some kids are much bigger. All these things. And I'm thinking of the mental anguish that I've seen, the mental anguish of both being a child and a parent, and how parents interact with children. And everybody, when I talk about this with people, you know, man, you got to lighten up a little bit. It's difficult. Well, what did your parents do? I go, here's a really funny thing. It stressed my parents out. It stressed me out. My mom and dad, from afar, watched a majority of my sports career. My mom and dad came to one basketball game, and that's when I was a senior. They came in, watched the first half. We walked across half court, gave them both a kiss and a hug, and they went back home. And that was part of a couple of things. I think it made them nervous to watch me play. And they didn't like listening to what other people were saying, because my parents sometimes would not be able to control their anger at some of the things that people were saying about either me, my friends, other teams, anything. It got to a point where it just wasn't fun for them. It wasn't fun for me. But there's mental anguish going on out there right now. There's mental anguish in the women's soccer league, where it is being blown up because you had you had owners and coaches and everybody. Not only it's sexual harassment, I'm trying to think the right word, just mental anguish, yelling, screaming. These are professional, ungodly good female athletes. It happens in the WNBA. It happens in some of these leagues, these professional leagues around the world. The mental anguish that is there, the mental anguish that happens. My show during this time that the NFL and college football are going, those are the two biggest selling things in the world. And the people that are playing have to live through all the crap already, all the preparation, all the practicing, all the getting yelled at, all the hurt, and there's great stuff too, all the fun, all the awards, all everything. But there's also that negativity of how fans are and what you're getting yelled and screamed at and the time that they want you to sign autographs and the time they want you to take away from everything else. Mental anguish in our professional sports right now is going to come to a head, and it's going to get to a point where people are going to stop doing it. And the saving grace by everybody has always been, well, they make a lot of money. Well, what good is making a lot of money if you don't have the mental capability after all of it, or physical capability after all of it, to enjoy anything? How would you like to be, I mean, we talk about it jokingly, how would you like to be Tom Brady and Giselle right now, that their whole private life is being, and even though nobody knows about their private life, and nobody's ever known about their private life because they don't put it out there. They have to go home. The kids have to go through this at school. Saw pictures of your mom and dad with a big split down the middle. Boy, that's got to be, that's going to be a tough thing for you. You know, what are you going to do? I couldn't imagine. I can't imagine the stuff that people yell. I hear people, I'm at an Iowa State game. I'm in a section. It's not inexpensive to get in there. And I'm listening to the things that people say. You can be angry at the game. Oh, I can't believe we missed that play. Football. Ugh. And I'm just as guilty. It's just my look at everything has changed in the last couple of years. What I scream and what I yell about anymore, it has nothing to do about players and nothing to do about coaches. It has everything to do about referees. And I have referees that are friends and they yell at me all the time. Sometimes I just think but they have a lot on their plate too. But the mental anguish and the mental pressure that we're putting on all these people at some point in time, it's coming to a head. It's coming to a head in soccer. It's coming to a head in the WNBA. It's coming to a head in women's sports in general. And it'll come to a head in men's sports as well. And we have to be the people that do something about it. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Shafe's at the door. I got to go let him in. He's going to be in here. We're going to talk Iowa, Iowa State. We'll be right back.
ARP and the Ad Council.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Last segment of this first hour. I got Grizzly Adams in here with me.
Oh, Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Yes. And you are. So Mr. John Schaefer is in the house. Thanks for coming in today, buddy.
Yeah, how are you doing, Steiner?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain. It wouldn't do me any good if I could. So having you in here, though, brings back good memories and a smile to my face. He is at... he's at J Schaefer Create.
Yeah.
Because he is now with Bing Bang. I just like to say Bing Bang.
Yes, J Schaefer Create. And if you ever need any marketing videos assets, let me know.
Let him know.
I'm all about it.
We're
gonna have some fun.
He is the dude, and when you figure out that you go, look, a very interesting company, intriguing company, and fun. A lot of jobs are turning that way, and I think that's a great thing. The times of you grudgingly walk into work and you grudgingly leave work and go home, they're over. I mean,
yeah.
if you can't enjoy yourself at work, we're in trouble because
do what you love, love what you do.
There you go. Even though I know for a fact that you loved what you did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when you have children and you have a wife who you love dearly, you can't be gone.
I might love my family a little bit more than any occupation out there.
There you go. And I concur with that. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. I am at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tomorrow night, Colts Broncos. I said earlier today.
Boom.
That was like, man, I think they were thinking, man, that's going to be a really good game.
Oh,
man.
You want to see the under hit.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's going to be like a 7-4 Iowa game right there.
It is. And I don't know. That's the bad thing about, and I get that you, see, I think they should be able to pick these games like 2 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, these guys fly private jets. I mean, they can get places.
Yeah.
That way you're not getting stuck with some of these games.
It's tough, though, with ticket sales. I mean, let's be honest. Like, if you have a Sunday night ticket and all of a sudden it gets switched to a Thursday, you've got to now make work arrangements, all that kind of stuff. So
I get it. It's just, you're just like, man, this Thursday is supposed to be really, really fun. Now, issues with it being on Amazon, I think it's just the way it's going to be.
I think it's kind of the future, right? I mean, I think it's only a matter of time before we see even NCAA tournament or NCAA conferences jumping into streaming services, right?
I mean, yeah, I think the Big 12 is
Apple
is ready.
Plus and Amazon are probably going to be right there for them.
Yeah, I think the Big 12 is ready to do that right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's that way I know what I can go out and get with teams, and because I have someone backing me, I get it. I mean, that's why the Big 10 and the SEC, and especially the Big Ten, because theirs is done.
Yeah.
And it's a long
term.
They
were ahead of the curve.
Yep. SEC still has to, they have to go sign up again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting with that. Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs. Take.
It's great for the AL record.
Yeah.
I still don't consider it the all-time either. Like, all due respect to steroids era, that kind of stuff. I actually believe that steroids, while yes, they help build muscle, all that kind of stuff, you still have to hit the darn ball over the fence.
Both. There were just as many pitchers as hitters.
Right.
And I've said this all along, and the fact that Barry Bonds isn't in the Hall of Fame is a joke.
Yes.
Barry Bonds was the best player in baseball.
Best hitter, period.
And got mad because players that were not even close to him were getting huge contracts because they were cheating.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, guess what? I'm going to show you what happens when you're the best player in baseball and you cheat.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And he showed them.
I mean, to be honest, I'd be okay if they just openly said, you know what, we can't keep it out of the game. I mean, it's still in the game. If anyone thinks that PEDs are not in the game currently,
absolutely,
you're got blinders up.
If you think they're not in high school sports, college sports, professional sports, Olympic sports, you're not living in the real world.
They're smarter people than I that can constantly work up, these chemicals, so to speak, and work around what testing goes for.
It used to be testing scientists were the smartest people in the world. They're not anymore.
Testing scientists figured out they could make more money on the other side of it. That's the truth.
And that is the God's truth. And Aaron Judge, and this is my take earlier on Sosa and McGuire. They legitimately cheated and changed their bodies and everything.
Yes.
Here's why I'm not mad at them. Because Major League Baseball wasn't mad at them because Major League Baseball was done.
They needed it.
Yeah.
They needed that.
The news organizations in this country were done, and breaking into TV on your news station and watching Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire brought baseball back, but it also brought it. So Major League Baseball bought in because they were losing their shorts.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not a fan of the cut-in for Judge's 60-second.
No, I'm
sorry. I'd rather watch the college football. Did you see the video on Twitter going around of the Texas winning the national championship and they cut out right as he's about to cross?
Yeah. No, so, that part is funny. The other thing, and I don't know if Aaron Judge wants this, but if right now you knew that you were going to have Judge and Ohtani and Mookie Betts and some of the least amount of talking, arrogant, amazing baseball players that we've had, or just athletes, in a long time.
Yeah.
They're unassuming. I mean, Aaron, I barely heard Aaron Judge speak.
There's humility there.
Yes,
which,
absolutely.
You know, it's kind of a welcome thing for me because I don't think there's been enough humility in pro sports in the last decade. But
I agree with you. I don't think there has been either. I wanted to ask you, we'll get into the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones in the second hour. because you're not covering it, I've seen a couple of Iowa high school football games. I've watched them on TV.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent. It seems like Iowa high school football has dropped down a couple of notches in excitement in that. Is that, are you feeling that? Or I'm not saying because of talent.
No.
I think the talent's there. It just seems weird.
It's a strange dynamic, and I don't know if it comes with the adjustment in classes necessarily. I don't know if it just comes with we're constantly inundated through social media, through our phones, with seeing 24/7 recruiting bags and stuff like that. I don't know what it is, but I'd agree. I do think for all the talent we have in the state right now, there are guys that I still don't know a lot about and probably should, and there's a lot of quality, but at the same time, like, it's not eye-popping right now. Maybe football is just that way right now. Maybe it's just been hard to get into it this year for me particularly,
and I agree with that, and I haven't done as much, and my kid's not being at Downland anymore. I have one nephew that is still there as a senior.
Yeah.
And then I have a niece that'll go there, but she's only in fifth grade. So, I mean, that's going to be a while. She's right. A good athlete too. But so I was looking at the rankings, and I finally liked the rankings because even if these East Side teams, which I have nothing against the East Side teams, but even if they're undefeated, they're not ranking them 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Because you understand that narrative, but I think it's really funny. So Dowling lost to Southeast Polk in the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Dowling beat Ankeny in like the fourth game of the year, and Ankeny beat Southeast Polk like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And now they're ranked Dowling, Southeast Polk, Ankeny.
Fair enough.
And I'm like, okay. The last one you saw was Ankeny just put it on Southeast Polk.
Yeah.
And I think Southeast Polk is now understanding that having a quarterback that you had, I mean, I get
Jackson Daly was a game changer for them.
X was there, and you had Caden. Man,
yeah.
that kid could play quarterback. And when you don't have that, and these other two teams have true
Jackson division, Smolik with
Division One, Division One football players at the quarterback position, JJ Cole
is one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Unbelievable.
And if he was in Texas, the amount of ESPN coverage you'd see on JJ Cole would be out the wazoo.
And I'm not so sure, because they both, I mean, Jackson Smolik got invited at the last minute and got into the top 10.
Yeah.
And JJ Cole was right there.
Well, and you got to remember too, Jackson was committed to Tulane.
Yeah.
He's now decommitted, which I will never blame a kid for exploring better. When Penn State comes knocking and you're at Tulane, no offense, Tulane.
Right.
All due respect, I played with you in 2003 NCAA football trying to win national championships, but you're not Penn State. And so when you get kids like that on the field, it's naturally going to draw some attraction.
Yeah. And to think of that, two kids that were somewhere in the top 10, and neither one of them have the Iowa Hawkeyes. I don't even know if they went and visited.
JJ's got Iowa State.
Yeah.
And Smolik, I don't know. But Smolik's undersized.
Yep.
And Kirk has his prototypical Iowa quarterback, which we can debate out our ears. he's got the total opposite of the prototypical Iowa quarterback right now in Alex Padilla, and he's not getting reps yet. And the kid out of Dowling back in the day that ended up transferring to, what was it, Indiana
Kevin
State?
Kevin Boyle, yeah.
Yeah, Boyle. I mean, Ryan Boyle.
Yeah, Kevin Boyle.
And even to the point of, you got Cooper DeJean on defense. Like, I've tweeted out a couple times whether that was under the influence of whatever. I'd rather see Cooper DeJean running Wildcat for three quarters than what we've got going on in Iowa City right now. We can debate that in hour two. But.
I think you can't. I am not so sure that with Xavier there and Cooper DeJean, that just pure athletes might be two of the best athletes I've ever seen, from football to other sports to track, the whole deal.
And I'd argue, too, Arlen Bruce. Like, I know he's in that wide receiver room right now, and he's probably wide receiver one or two. And X is going to get his time. But to me, Arlen is one of the best athletes I've ever seen on a football field. Right. Get the ball in his hand somehow.
And just
see what you can do.
Glad Schaaf's in here. I got him for a little bit longer. We're going to talk about Iowa State. A lot to talk about there. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 to Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. John, I'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Keep an eye out for some